Shir, Samachas, and Masecha Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva, Shir Yud Aleph from Perakim Matzniya, continued, Yud Aleph Talmud Zaytov Shem Memchaz, June 26, 1988, and Sunday continued.
But in Shabbos itself, you'll come to the news that they will not buy the car on Shabbos, but they'll tell you on Shabbos. And not because there is an error. There is no error. And not because they don't know of this on itself. Some people who studied in Shiva said, you know, but that's the way they are. Can I explain it? I can't explain it. Why should I explain it? It makes no sense. But that's the way they are. So there are certain people, let's say, who are makpid and one meloche, and they are not makpid and other meloche. Not because of shele, but that's the way they are. And it's possible to find people, I know certain people. They are not makpid and carry. They'll carry a handkerchief, and they'll carry the case in which they put in the glasses. And they'll carry many other things.
They don't know that.
One second. Now they don't know any better. They know and they are told many times. But that's the way they are. There they are. Oh, what do you mean then? It doesn't make sense then. It doesn't make sense then. But he knows that Allah is that it's us. And I mean in the case, many times, many years ago in New York, thousands of people who studied in Shiva, not on the Nazi move, don't know anything. They said to me, what do you mean? The case of, I'm allowed to wear the glasses, so why am I not allowed to wear the case of the glasses in my pocket? I have to put it in.
You're not wearing the
glasses.
Case, you're carrying the case.
Okay, all right.
That's what I would tell them.
Well, okay. So,
give me a damn.
Okay, so in other words, so that's the way we are. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It says it has to make sense. But that's the way we are. So anyway, what is the risk kasha against the Rashi and Rashbam? The same kasha. So he says, Shoga Kaleichun, let's say, according to Rashi. It doesn't make any difference. So he's higher from the Kehilah Skira. He's a Meir Gamer. And the Meir Gamer is higher from us. Or the Rashbam says, Shoga Kehilah, he is in Kehilah. What difference is it? So the yes, but he's not Shoga Midios. He's not Shoga Midios. So, but according to Russian Hegel, the Shoga Midios does not depend whether the Gamer is in or not. Because according to Rashi, if he's Nimalach or Chilek in the oven, so he has a Shemimach. But since in certain situations he will not be Chilek, and that's not based upon Halacha, Halacha depends whether it's necessary for the gratification of his instincts or it's not necessary. Different. Also, it's awesome. It's not necessary. But he, in his perverted and capricious mind, doing it makes a difference. In his mind, it can say, if it's not necessary for the education of his wisdom, how can he be wonderful? If it is necessary, he's not doing it. So he is that type of a person, just as we have in America Jews who carry. We don't carry a book on Shabbos. And we will not carry Eichon on Shabbos. But a handkerchief will carry. And even if you tell them 100 times, they're saying something. And a case of glasses they'll carry. And many other things. A key they'll carry. And even if you tell them no, carrying a key in the pocket is just like carrying those oranges.
You're saying it.
But he doesn't accept it. He doesn't accept it. So the Mele is that kind of a person where he is, I mean, as in regard to the Rizkash, Shogad Aloichon, the Kizit Alakli. So he's higher the Chatos for the Echon, and he's higher the Yisei for the Kehle. So yes, but if he was amazing kind of Kehle,
So he's not showing me the answer. No, but he's the type of the person. A kele, he doesn't mind. It's all right, in Shabbos. It's dignified.
Catch a case.
That's not nice. That's his perverted mind. He has that point of view. Doesn't make sense. Possibly. He says it has to make sense. In other words, according to Rashi, so the halacha of Shabbos you also have has to be determined on the basis of the peculiar situation of the case. Doesn't that make sense to us? And in his mind, it makes sense. That Anechlin is Makpit, not to carry a Moshe. We'll never do that. But the Kaler, the Kriftei, Shemot, Kerbats, and Shabbos, it fits his philosophy. And he's not ashamed of it, but it fits his philosophy. The Kriftei is nice. Kriftei is carrying the Kriftei is consistent with the spirit of Shabbos. But to carry Echlin, in the atmosphere of Shabbos. That's the way he thinks, and that's the way he's motivated. That's the way he acts and he behaves. So maybe according to Rashi's Pshat, in Eilus, they're told to look, it makes sense. Whenever he has Heter and Yisra, he'll never eat his. Why? Because he doesn't have to gratify his instincts. His instincts can be gratified with that, but if he cannot satisfy his instincts, then does it make sense? Monetia. He believes in the Rebbe Shalom, Ayere Hashem, so what difference does it make? Doesn't make sense. No basis, no logic to it, but that's the way he acts. That's his motivation. So maybe according to Rashi, in here is the halacha. Shabbat also depends upon the specific situation. That person, whether it's reasonable or not reasonable, whether that person in that peculiar situation, had he been advised of him to stay, would he have become determined? And if he would have become determined, let's say the case where the Isa is on the table, and had he been told, this is Chilev, this is Shemet, he would have refrained. Shabbat Yosef. Even though his deterrence wouldn't have been based upon reason. No, it's not reasonable. But he would have become deterrent. So he had to, if he's that kind of a person who is makpid on carrying an egg, but he's not makpid on carrying a cake. But he's not makpid, so even though he carried out the tale of the amazing, but in regard to the echo that had been told it, he had carried an echo, so he would have refrained. So maybe Shamidas. And he apparently said he agrees with the sheep of the meaning that Shamidas does not depend whether this particular person in this peculiar situation would have refrained from the Maizabir had he been advised of his mistake, but whether in general he's that kind of a person who he refrains from Maizabir. So Mele, since he carries out certain objects with Maizik, so in general he's not deterred by the knowledge that he's doing the Maizabir. So Mele is considered in Shabbat. I think there's a full shot in the Kodesh between Rashi and Hashbam on one hand, and
Rashi the Miri on the other.
And Miri on the other. So the V is like the Miri. To pote achla mito leine maslis adar nosin ilo rabbonon ikan ya mitzidei mochai veiklu shusarabin bin chayru bin shutim chaye. I'm not saying al shutim chaye bal chayim poter. Any behemoth. The bal chay. The living behemoth. So he put shachay neizis atzmeri. And here he says, "Achai b'yitzol mispot avani b'shul shachamnos." Oma rov afilu tinga rabbonon, al kohok liki rabbonon al yirabnos nel beimo, al beimo chayo beimu nishar b'tinafshaye. Shal nafshaye, they make themselves heavy. Nisham tinga lapimato, umar b'inat mulish lachut yiraneisen. Avolodam chay b'nei, he makes himself light. Aber Chaim is atmei apil rabbonon meire. So what is he more, what is Robert saying? The machleke between rabbonon and rabnosen is in regard to other balachayim, non-human beings. But the human being, even the rabbonon is meire, that Chaim is atmei, what is the difference? Because an odom is cooperating, the balachayim is not cooperating.
Will lighten himself.
Yeah.
They say he's not heavy, he's my brother. He's my brother, because my brother is a little cooperative, probably
cooperative. Matya Bisus, Mishmeleches Asus, Imoyod Leisei, Son Chayo Lechatos, Yilchive Imi Bachanisi Esatmei, Yod Osulim Kevin Megasel Nochi, Mishim Shalosh Mishkira Sosa, Bisus Inam Dimeishu Negia, La Bisu Ederaisi, Ke Shein Gimlochets Asus, Vigabe Azorash Bisadeim, Omlochet Sibe, Now there is an issue in Abizore, that one is not allowed, of course it goes without saying, that one is not allowed to vent out a behemoth gasset to a god. Why? Because sins type of means vested in the masculine, and there is a demon of Jesus that came. So if I had a behemoth, and the behemoth goes nah, and shay, and the shay is chayrish on Shabbos, and I see it, and I don't stop the shayah from allowing the earth on Shabbos, I need her a nest. She said that, see that, some male because of that, they call it dirty, but one is not allowed the rice to vent out to the megasset to go, because the goy, in all probability, when you look rochem, unless he stipulates that on Shabbos you have to let my him rest, but if he doesn't stipulate, so the goy, in all probability, will take the axe, let's say, and it will plow, some male will be very messy. Yes. Because of that, with the rabbonon, we are not allowed even to sell a behemagasa to the goy. If it will be allowed to sell, so the next time, next step will be, he'll rent it out.
Or loan it to him, loan it to the guy to use.
Yeah, all right, and power to loan it to him. But Shiloh is clearly an abir of the rice. But to sell a Beimogaso is only also a mirabo. But Tzira says, Jesus, you are allowed to sell to a great horse. You are allowed to sell to Igor because why are you allowed to sell Igor? Because the Sire holds the Chayis is Atzmei. So what kind of Meloche will the Igor do in the Sus? The environment. So will the Sus do in Meloche the Chayis is not Chayis is Atzmei? Suppose you and me will carry another person on his shoulders. He will not be either. And melee, there is no issue with him when he lets his behemoth, his horse, you know, carry people on its back. So there's no issue. Some melee is not trying to say we should usher selling or to Shaila Shinas, because even in case of Shaila Shinas, there will not be an Israelite. No, that's the Rashi. Matter of Jesus, so Mechum Nochi, between Shemrachas Asus, Moy Odom, and Israel, so Chayla Hatos, in Chidon, Rachay Nisesat, the hot os who meet at the Castle Nochi, the Shishaila Mishusra Sosa, the Suits in Amel, the Nation of Mugia, the Labi Sura the Heinzik, Shayin Zum Lochen Sasus, so the Mseira agrees with Rabnosen that we say Chana Yisrael Atzmei, but if you are going to say that Rabbonin are only Chilik and Rabnosen in regard to Adab al-Achayim, non-Yemenites, but in regard to human beings, if Rabbonin agree with Rabnosen that Chana Yisrael Atzmei, and the Sus is used ordinarily for what? For carrying the human being, you know, like a horse, not for carrying the heinous. So Mele, So the Chachom should also be matir, selling Jesus to a goy, because the child to be gazer or to shadow the schinas, even if you rent it out or loan it to the goy. So you might be either in the eyes anyway. The Yamed will be Rabban Rabnosan will be Mechayrei, Chayrei Tishim Yushabed in Afshai. Mayer will be Seyed Rabnosan, who are not after Rabbonam Eide. Kiyom Rabbi Eichanen, so it's more like the Teret, Kiyom Rabbi Eichanen, Bim Susam Yuchat Meiteres. In other words, when you say it, when you say it, it's matter of Sus, it's matter every kind of Sus, not only the usual Sus, who is used for riding the human being on it, but even the certain Sus that are used to carry Eichas birds on it, you put on the shoulders of the Sus birds. So then, according to the Rabbanon, the Sus doesn't look at the rights. According to the Rabbanon, we don't say that by Adab al-Chai, Chaim is his answer. So, but, according to the Nosim, so you are allowed to sell even a Sus of Eichas, a Sus of the Bible, to the Goyim, because much I have to be easier, or to Shaila Shinas, because even if you will lend out that kind of Sus of Eichas, to the Goyim, or rent it out, so we'll still not be even a bigger derisive because
Chaim
is his heart. Chaim is his heart. Now let's try. The Omer Rabbi Eichanen, Garcinon, the writing shot on the Eikes. Now here we have a Mashal, a Mashal, and this Rashi. Writing shot on the Eikes, and it's not so simple as Kishen Chaim. The Neitz, the Mine, not a joy, the Neitz is a hawk. Hawk is the symbol of the bird of prey, you know, we say, in Israel. So, Shamir, that's what both media say. Shamir is a hawk. Paris is a dog. Okay, why? Because a hawk is the symbol of prey. So, in other words, the Neitzumine is used as a bird to capture other birds. He needs it. She will be riding, shall tell her, he needs to ask you, he needs to ask he needs to be in lots of choices. The Lord Shabbat and Abshaye, the Lord Shiret, the Hashanana, Achaim is the Satsne, Shmocham Yichem Tzere, the Rabbinos, and Shmolacham Rabbi Yichem, and Tzere Rabbinos, and Yilu Rechol. Umi Kesus Am Yuchat Leite. Is there such a thing? So the Lord says, Ike. Ike, what kind of a Yosef? That he be Bible. Then, Omer Rabbi Yichem, Umeyde Rav Nosson becomes that even Rav Nosson applies the concept of Chayim Yisrael Satsi even with Abedeim or Chayim Yisrael and Shabbat and Shabbat. But if the Balchayim is bound, it's chained, so then he's not capable of making himself true that Abedeim or Chayim Yisrael usually make themselves certain. Not that they can. They don't want to cooperate. But when they want to cooperate, they can make things of machine things, the name of higher wave is bound. So then the demon couldn't make a soft light even if he wanted to make a soft light. So then we can say, the Persian officer, and the life they led a luxurious, lazy life, and they were very heavy, obese, a heavy person. So when he walks, so you see, hard looking chariots, it's the difficulty that he makes footsteps. So the Maximus Jung, that an obese person who is phlegmatic, who seems to not be able to carry himself, so then has the same thing as Popper. That's Popper. Because Popper is, he can't write himself. These people, the obese people, I mean the pragmatic obese people, they can't lighten themselves. Selling the suits to a goy, it means any goy, especially a Persian, because these were the goy, among whom the Chacham lived in Bogal, so it was under the Persian, regime, some melee. So even a goy, a Persian officer who is obese and lazy and phlegmatic, who hardly carries himself, so you're also allowed to sell his suits to them. But she's like a. So this is what the Haram movement was. Hosom, the Mushruch and Novitu. There it's not that too they are heavy and they seem to hardly carry themselves. Not because they can very well, but because of arrogance and laziness. So they act like this. The Horaye, when there is a motivation, then not only can they walk,
they can first,
they can run to. Hosokamu Sokhan and Okitu, Dahu Pash Dache, a certain officer, the Hodach Malkirai, the king became angry at him. So he wanted to appease the king, so he left. He went so fast, the Roy Plotte Par Sibita. Participated in the marathon. Okay. Alright, now let's
Parsoy is how far? Parsoy, but a few miles. Parsoy.
Vamos a ver, así no me sirve ver los nombres de la joven. Vamos a tener los indicos y niños y niños y sus amigos leites. Oh, so the kashi by kashi is. What kind of the kashi is? But the more applied to the Moslem to sus amigos leites. So the sus didn't carry the Persian officers, it carried the birds, not the Persian officers. So the birds are not kofuts. I mean, only the Persian officers are kafus. So Rashi says, you should be doing Shriam Yachnei Pes. So the answer is, it doesn't mean that Rabnosin has reference only to Isus, Ham Yachnei Pes. Rabnosin is matter every Sus. Usually Isus is used in caring human beings, that human beings should ride on them. But there were certain Sus that were used for caring Yachnei Pes. So the Muslim is matter to sell his suits to any goy and any suits. In other words, even his suits and yuchmeidus, but certainly his suits and yuchmeidus. only other, including Persian officers, but then it's like officers. One paso is approximately a mile. So three paso is
3 miles.
Right now. Let's see the Rashi again, because there's a machleki. Shal and Pashok, Shat and Rashi and Gears and Rashi. But let's go over the Rashi again. Roma Rabbi Yechanan and Kassino, in the Biden Shal Sayod Eifes, Shal Eisen or Asus, Eifes, Ki Shehen Chai, Ki Nei Tzumine Ilotu Chor Eifes, the Lin Shalvet and Apshai, the Lin Kshir, the Hashtename, Achai, Nei Tzies Atzme, Shmoch Roma Rabbi Yechanan, So according to Rashi here in the text, so Mashal changes it, he says that this is a Gilead, that's not Rashi's Rashi. But according to our deal say, Rashi is saying that Ramnosun has reference to a sus on which birds are carried. The sus carries the birds. Which birds? A bird, does he carry the hawks, or he carries the captured birds, not the hawk, the captor bird, or the captured bird? Now there's a big difference. The captured bird are tight, so there's difficulty. It's tight as hawks. So then there should be a research of the icy hawks, the captor bird, not hawk. So Rashi's theory is. Rashi's Gilson is here. I mean, Rashi Gilson, now Rashi. So it carries the captors, the hawks. So they are not tied. So it's Chayin Zazatma. The Luin Shalbetan of Shayin, Luin Shir. Now the question is, how does Rashi say Luin Shalbetan? But the Rabbonim say that Chayis is actually doesn't apply to any animal, doesn't apply to a hawk either, because in Shabbat in Avshai. So how can Rashi say the Lord in Shabbat in Avshai? So that's no question, because the Gemara says, like, look, the Rabbonim or the Rabbonim know the Humor Chayley in Shabbat in Avshai. That's the business why the Rabbonim are chilek on us, because Balachayim we hold, so does not cooperate. But that doesn't mean that it can't cooperate; it still can cooperate. So according to Rabbi Nosson, it has a din of mishabet nafshai. I'm sorry, according to Rabbonim, it has a din of mishabet nafshai. But Rabbi Nosson is chilek, and Rabbi Nosson holds that even Balachayim is loin shabbos nafshai. Not that there is a machlekes in mitzvahs, because in other words, according to Rabbanon, it depends upon the mitzvahs whether actually lightens himself or he doesn't lighten himself. So maybe in him a chayiv or they don't cooperate. So in the way don't say chayiv is actually according to Rabbanon, it doesn't depend whether the mitzvahs lightens.
What he's able to do.
Whether he's able to like himself. They are not cooperating because they are capricious. They are not considerate. Fine. But when they want to, they can like themselves. So that, the fact that they can like themselves, is, according to Rabbi Nosson, is considered loyal Shabbat Nosson. I mean, otherwise you can't explain the Rashi. Because Rashi says, if you divide in Shabbat Nosson, you are able to miss Rashi. Say, I'm going to be a Rosh Hashanah. this, the loyin shabbat in apshaya, the loyin shere. But in loyin shere, the rabbonim say that we don't apply the law of chaynis esatz me, but him chayvo, because we shabbat in apshaya. So how does he say loyin shabbat apshaya? The answer is there's the rabbonim. But Rabbi Nosson holds that the name of Chayyabayim, as long as they're not tied, are to be considered loyin shabbatai. Not that there is a machlekes in the tzitzis, but according to the Rabbonon, so the important thing is whether the tzitzis in the specific situation it lightens itself, and according to Rabbi Nosson, it's not whether the tzitzis in the specific situation lightens itself. Whether in general it can lighten itself, not whether that's how we have to explain the Rashi. Let's look. But let's see the Mashal. The Mashal is asking kashas against this. Let's see the Mashal. Vayom Shemeis Rashi, Atzit Adinon Yichayim. In Yir HaKevet, it's not Rosh HaMash. In Yir HaKevet, the whole Sifra Rashi, it's not only, you know, that's the general rule. Sometimes we see the Goyim, he changes the soil. The Mashal, he changes the soil. Shouldn't think they are just changing the soil just like that because they have the kashas because of that. They change the soul. So no, whenever the Mashal changes the Yosef, he looked up certain manuscripts in the Talmud. Whenever the Goyim, let's say, especially in Yerushalmi, in Tisefta, here in Babel, very seldom, but in Yerushalmi, in Tisefta, he changes the soul. All the way, not just one word. All the way, because the Goyim went visited many museums, libraries, and he looked up manuscripts, and whenever he changes the gears, it's in the basis of certain manuscripts, not just like that. All right. So here I say, the Mashal says, the whole Rosh is Nimcha. And the whole Sifra Rasha, in the other manuscripts, most manuscripts, it doesn't even appear. The Efshoi Perushim, Pirush Liu Mishalbi, Lipishay Mishmot Mitachte, Rashi couldn't explain. Because Rashi explained Mishalbi in the sentence, when he said to Rav Nosson, we can't apply the concept of Chaim Yisus Hatzme, of Chaim Yisus Hatzme, to Balechayim, because Balechayim make themselves happy. They refuse to cooperate, to lighten. Keep trying, you know, holding their toes, you know, firmly on the ground in order to stop
people from carrying.
That's how Rashi explained it. So really, so the Yeshua Rosh, the Pirush Liu Mishavim, the Pishayim, Mishmot Mitachtayim, the Beifes of Tayodim, which he can make to be made, the Hefer, so the Mashal makes it clear. According to Rashi, who says that the reason is why the Rabbanan Achrish from Roski, God, the Queen, Chayyabayi, because they refuse to cooperate. So, according to Rashi, these are being aids, even the Rabbanan was being aids that we say from this instance. Because maids and counselors, they enjoy being murdered by. So when they are taken, they know in order to get the other bird, so they keep on lightening themselves.
They're happy to go.
They're happy to go, you see, they are doing a piece of work, you know, they are participating in the marathon, you know, the champions. So according to Rashi, this one results that gets a bit hidden. In other words, that the Rabbon, according to Rashi, so the Rashid of the Rabbon, you don't see Chaimis is Atzmei. They're generally speaking, but they are exceptions. These are being made where the brain, you know, likes to move around, you know. So then, The Rabbanim will also be made the Chayim's Yisatzim. Even more so than Gabi Yehudi, it makes sense. Superficially, it makes a lot of sense. But it doesn't seem stubborn to me that the Rabbanim will be made vis-a-vis Eitz, Sadduk Barach Rishon. So we always have to determine what kind of a Balchayt is, or Aitzot, the Eitz, like his son. How about the ear? I mean, the ear, and how he runs and so on. So, I don't know, maybe the old song will say, Chaynes is at me. If my little Rabban, son, is at the Barach Rishon, it's very strange. But this is what Mashal says about it. It's very strange, but still it is what Mashal says. He actually goes in Pirshon and Shabbat, if he changed, what is that there? And the religious is a lot of influence, and the heifer, the holy, Matilnas, the color, Elo, who bow koho, Rashi, we are forced to say that according to Rashi's Shabbat, in Shabbat, in the sense that they put their toes firmly on the ground, they refuse to lighten themselves, they make themselves heavy. So he has to explain that even the item doesn't mean the sus who carries the hawks, but the sus who carries the captured birds. The captured birds are tired, so they don't lighten themselves. But then the question arises, so then the akofu, so even the nosu would be made there. That we don't have the Chinese attachment, so the Mashal makes a distinction between shurim and kofus. In other words, kofus means when you tie a Balchai tightly. There's no way you know what tightly. Caution means, you don't tie it tightly. Let's say, suppose you have a string and you tie the feet of the Balchai like this. So then you can't walk, but suppose you tie it like this and there is an opportunity for the ape still to walk and even to fly, but not the way it is possible to fly. So then it's not going. Then we say Chaynes is such. So when does the Mora say, may you have some coffers, would you decide very tightly like this? Would you decide like this? You know, so then we do say Chaynes is such. We do say Chaynes is such. According to oh, the Chidushim in the Mashal. Oh, again. Elohu Baal Kochoch, Rashi is forced to explain the glory of the Divine that it is reference not to the sus who carries the captor birds, the hawks, but the sus who carries the captured birds, who are tied in a loose way. So it's not kofus. In other words, it's not tied at all, but it's not tied at all, so they fly away, but they are kept in cage. You know? So they put the captured birds in cage. They're not tied, because in the cage itself, they can fly around from one corner to the other, from the top to the bottom, like the cage. And the cage is placed on the back of the horse. So maybe kofus is. So one tarot is, one Russian marshal is the outside. Type in this way, they still can walk. So maybe with contramission, they tie the locker from his house. And the other Russian is, no, they're not tied altogether, but they are kept in a cage. They are kept in a cage. But since they are not the captor birds, but the captured birds, some melee according to Rabbanan, we don't apply Chaynes is Atzmi, because they're not Rabbanan, we don't like.
Why is Rashi forced to explain it in terms of the captive birds on captor?
Why? Because the captor birds, that's what Mashal says, according to Rashi's Pshat, the reason is why the Rabbanan Achilles and the Rabbanan because I'm shouting, you don't capture it, you hook up, it's like, it's injuries that can be worked. So, in other words, so when a hook is carried, and the hook doesn't have to be intelligent in order to know that he's being carried in order to capture birds, because instinctively, because of his inclination to capture other birds, so instinctively it likes it. It's instinctive. That's what Mashal says. So even the Rabbanan from Nosno believing that there is no fear to soil, I'm carrying a hook. Some melee, and here the Gemara says, we are only the Nosno. Not the Gemara, I mean the Mishnah says, only the Nosno is not here. So it must have reference, according to Rashi, to the horse that carries the captured bird, not the captor bird. That's one between. The other between is that, that even they are tied, but if they are tied loosely, they still can walk around. So according to Ram Nosin, there is no fear of it.
And in the cage, it's considered
loose. Yeah, of course, that's now clear. The cage, so they're not tied open. But some melee, that's not Rashi's Lashon. So whose Lashon is it? Who Pirush is there? Well, I have it here, Pirush Rabbi Tam. But I think the right girl say, I don't know, the Ayom Mars. It should be Ches Rabbi Hanana. Who Pirush is there? Who Pirush? So the Gilead is based upon the Pshat of Rabbi Hanana. Who? How does Hananel explain the Chabad Nafshai? Not like Rashi. Rashi explains the Chabad Nafshai in the sense that he doesn't cooperate. It makes itself heavy, not light. But from Hananel explains it differently. In other words, according to Hananel, according to Rashi, the reason is why the Rabbi Nachim can be a highway is because they make themselves heavy because they want to make themselves heavy. But when they don't want to make themselves heavy, so then they lighten themselves. So then they lighten themselves. According to Rabbi Hananel, we'll soon see the Lashon Hananel. According to Rabbi Hananel, it means that somehow, well, you have to understand it, that somehow a Balchai, not a human being, so doesn't lighten by itself. Let's look in the Lashon of Rabbi Hanan. Then we'll look at the Mashal.
Says Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, but I think I don't know what do you have, Tof or a Ches in your Gemara? Tof. In some Gemara there is a Ches. In some Gemara there is a Ches. In all the Gemara here is Tof. Okay, in some Gemara is a Ches. Now let's see Rabbi Hanan.
It's a Ches. Your last word.
It's another up, it's another 10K. I don't know, I need Gemara. It's another 10K.
That a cage?
The sixth line on the end of the high meat of the Rabbanan, she took a pill, the king of God and kindness in Shubesis, he did a hacking, the name of Rabbanan was the very Rabbanan. Our name of high rate through the Rabbanan Rabbanan, Rabbanan the high rate, he suffered Adad in the Susse, in the Shabbat and Afshaya, in the Sashi. They may see this actually. In other words,
they're afraid.
They are afraid. I mean, even, let's say, even if those babies, those were not afraid and can run stuff in such people say here. But when somebody else carries it, then they become scared. And
they feel
when they're scared. When a person is scared, so he becomes more happy. When a person is scared, he becomes
more happy.
They like taking out of the animal.
The same thing is for an animal. Some droids become scared, they can't run. They can't run, please. As a matter of fact, it happened in the time of Ahmed Islam, for example, in certain ways. And people have enough time to run out, but they become scared. So somehow they become like paralyzed. And they can't run fast. People who usually will make big footsteps, but when they are scared, so they can't make big footsteps. So this is what he explains. So that Gilead is according to the Mashal, that is not Rashi's Lashon, because that Lashon does not fit Rashi's. The horse that carries the captured bird. But at the end, it's based upon the Shita from Kamala. The Shita from Kamala is not that he doesn't want to cooperate, because out of fright, so then it can't like itself. It instinctively makes itself out of fright, it becomes inhibited. Use the expression inhibited to regard Balachai, so it becomes inhibited. You know, the person becomes inhibited. He cannot do anything. So here too, when it is out of fright, they become inhibited. So they become heavy. They instinctively, they make themselves heavy. So even a hawk, of course, makes itself light when nobody carries it. But when a person or another animal carries it, then it becomes frightened, and then it becomes heavy. This is what the mashal is. Now let's see the mashal. Here's a Rashi. I mean, the Mashal doesn't change the gears, he just says it's not Rashi's Lashon. It's another reason to put it in. He makes a meaning, keeping the in of Shul, he says, when he shouted in Abshai or Rabnosa, he has a Kashi, but the Rabbonim say that he shouted in Abshai. So, the Mashal says it's what, as I said. In other words, that's according to the Rabbonim, it's in Shabbat and Abshai. But according to Rabnosa, it's called Elohim Shabbat Nafshai. Our Ephes and Tzodim, Kidin Vichurim, Meida Rav Yosef Kofesh. Umashal Yidi Al Yitzir. Because Mashal is Pshat. Involves such big tradition. No one says that. First of all, that according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, the Meida Ligari Hok, that we do see Chanesh Yosef. So something that I have shown by Dr. Hawk,
saw the things. How about a deer? The deer is also a means protected the deer. He runs like no one else can run. So on the Shafif we say that according to Rashi Shab, so not all Balachayim is in Shab is not Shab. So a certain Balachayim, it's one country, so something that we should, so we have to find out which Balachayim lightens itself, which Balachayim doesn't lighten itself. It's a very strange thing what the Mashal said now, because the Pshat is according to Rabbanon, so it doesn't mean, so according to Rabbanon, it doesn't mean Mishavet and Apshaye, because even according to Rashi, as a matter of fact, the Mashal himself says, according to Rashi, so Mishavet and Apshaye does not depend upon the fact because they refuse to cooperate. Because out of fight, he says that Rashi can't explain it that way. Rashi can also explain it that way. Some may lay. There is no difference between a captured bird or a captor. Anyway, the Mashal of Shah involves big chidushim. And no one mentions it. So the Mashal of Shah is much more smooth. Much more simple. All right. Now let's go over the things. Shachai means here such. Tamerly, the things are just a very interesting cash. The notion says that Yamat Chayim and any Balchayim, and the Rabbono and Achir, he says Balchayim in general, yes, Yachay, but Odom Yamat Chayim, he says, Tamer, Lom Pot, Yim Shum Shachayim to Atzme, Baalei Afilu Bimaso Kao, Yim Shachayim, Yim Shum Bishnayim Shosu Turu, Rahabim Zay Yochayim, Dizeli Yochel, Shein Aniso Yochel, Nisos Atzme, Dvei Ameisei, Vameisei Yishbukeach, Meisei Atu Lo Yemes. It's a very interesting fact. What's the pshat, Chani says?
He makes himself lighter.
And so what? And suppose you carry out the lightest subject in the world, it's still higher. That's right, the needle. The needle, you're higher. So, just because a human, I mean, a higher one, because Nisos Atzme, so in other words, you carry out, I suppose, according to us, if you carry out an elephant, let's say he's a small man, a heavyweight, you can carry out an elephant. So according to us, he'll depart. He'll depart that, according to us. He'll depart that. Why? Because he also lightens himself. So lightens himself. Is he light as in the wheel? So why did he lighten? So he goes like himself, so he's a little lighter, but the lightest object are high. So why should you be potter when you carry out a human being or a balchai who lightens itself? It's still heavier than most objects for which you're high. But then you could say, because of Shnayim Shosh, because since life is himself, so that means when you carry out, let's say, a sheep, a lamb. So, it's nine shots. In other words, the person who carries the lamb does the loche, and the lamb itself also joins it. So it's nine shots. But the point also, the loche is that it says yochel, so the yochel is higher. Now here, the person who carries the lamb is yochel. And the lamb itself is a yochel. Because even though the lamb itself could walk on its feet, but takes his foot out, the zay yochel and the yochel doesn't depend whether in general one person could carry it. Whether the way it's being carried, whether that person could tell me, let's say, in other words, let's say, all the Nichimen, and let's say, all the Nichimen are both heavyweights. So each one by himself could carry out, let's say, heavy bowler. But the way to carry it is moving, let's say, moving carries the boulder on the shoulder, and Shimon puts his hand beneath the boulder. So then, even though Shimon could carry it by himself easily, it's a heavyweight, but the way he carries it, the way the boulder is being carried out, so he's Eliyahu. He just holds his hand under the boulder. So he's considered Eliyahu. So here too, the sheep himself, the lamb itself, could walk. Walk, one could do everything. But when the sheep, the lamb is carried on the shoulders of the person, so then the person could carry out the lamb would be coffers. But the lamb itself on the shoulders of the person couldn't walk. He couldn't walk. So it's any yachid. It's any yachid. So the yachid should be high. So what's the pshat? Shalahoyu neisim bevachar. Choshim, what kind of? Because in Mishkan they carried chavot, they didn't carry bevachar. What kind of bevachar did they have in the Mishkan? Of course they had human beings, but human beings, there was no occasion to carry human beings anywhere. So in connection with the Avodas HaMishkan, the only occasion that could have been there to carry bevachar was they had in the Choshim. Even the Troshim were used in the Avodas HaMishkan. But he says, even the Troshim, as long as you are living, so no one carried them. You are healed in the Rablay and the Halozim.
The fish.
Yeah. So he needed his blood. Yadu Yopetsin, he said, Terem Yomus, Yechamad Yizli Nishomo, Tvei Michale, Keichad Yitzlel, Tvei. So in other words, so he didn't carry any balachai. He didn't carry balachai. So maybe we learn on one
thing. The chalazon, what about the chalazon?
Chalazon, they didn't carry either. The chalazon, they didn't carry either. Because the moment they were paid seisan, the moment were paid seisan, so then, so within a minute, so he died. So they didn't carry any living things.
Ah.
That thing they did carry, that's an object, you see.
Oh.
But living things they didn't carry. The halos and the other patients in the Arjun of the Hamad and Misha today. So the question is, so it's the Al-Fusik from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan they didn't carry living things. They only carried Hapat. So why did the Mora say Chaim is a Satsma? Chaim is a Satsma, it's the Al-Fusik from the Mishkan. Why Chaim is that? So what's the pshat of this? So obviously, I mean, I mentioned many times, we never learn out from the Mishkan as to be numbered the way it is in Mishkan. So one can say, if you write with the palm, then you're not Chaim. Because in Mishkan, we didn't use palm. The answer is that if you write with the palm, the way it was done in Mishkan.
Exactly.
I mean, every locha today is done in a different way than it was done in the Mishkan. But it's the same act, more or less, only when there is an essential difference between the way it's done now and the way it's done in the Mishkan. It explains why is there no view of Kibbul. We discussed it. Why is there no view of Kibbul? We discussed it. There's no view of Kibbul in Godly Reign. There's no view of Avorne Mat Chasida, either I say. Because in the Mishkan, so we use Kecholim Shaleitz, in Lechas HaTzeirim, they didn't use Gachgachle Shalmat. So it's not the Yiddish. So, let's say, I mean, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that the business why the Rambam says that by Gachle Shalmat there's no feel of glory, except when it's in Schad Mitzeirim, they have not, because by Matzeh does not become converted into ashes so readily. When you burn paper, when you burn clothes, when you burn wood, so it immediately is consumed. But by matches, so it's like in the prine, I mean like in the prine, not in the prine, but like in the prine of a snebeya beish vasnebeya, even though according to science, so there is, by matches there is what we call a slow process of oxidation, but the slow process of oxidation is not considered consumed. It takes a long time to be oxidized. So it's albedin, it's not considered. So mele, there's the pshat in the ray. In other words, you learn out from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the youths, in the Avore, and the Kibbul, they use gachles shalits, not gachles shalmat. And there is an essential difference between the avore of eights and the avore
of
matras. In eights, so when you burn eights, so it immediately becomes consumed. It's self-abrent, you know. But in matras, it burns, but it doesn't become consumed. Slow process of oxidation is not considered consumed. It's slow process of oxidation. So mele, it's not doing the Mishkan. But to say the Mishkan didn't use a pound, so what? What's the difference? This pen, that pen. Some mele tastes from Kash. Because the food, the ever is clear, that the Aloch of Chanis is Hatsune, is not in new Aloch. It's not in new office. It's based upon the general rule of Shnayim Shos. Because since Chanis is Atzmei, so the naysayers they say, and the nisoyers, so he says the kasha is true. There is a partnership in the act of carrying, a partnership between the naysayer and the nisoy. But the naysayer is yochel, and the nisoyer is yochel. So the naysayer should be higher. So then he says, no. Here there is a special emphasis because in the Mishkan they didn't use. They didn't carry living things, only chavetz. But so it's not. So the question is, why do the Gemara mention chanis is asim? The answer is, you can't learn out from Mishkan just to be doing the Mishkan. And if somebody will carry out a television set, so not the chayet, so let's say the Mishkan didn't carry out a television. Because somebody will carry out a new book in the Mishkan, they give the connection of this Mishkan. They didn't carry out any scoring, any books. But the answer is, it doesn't have to be managed in the Mishkan, then they have no melachas altogether. Only when there is an essential difference. So here there is an essential difference. Because in the Mishkan we carried out chafotz. So we carried out chafotz, it wasn't, we didn't partake of the character of Shnayim Shos. But when you carry out a living thing, so Chaimis is Atzmei, so it partakes of the character of Shnayim Shos. But without recourse to a special fuse, you couldn't pattern them on the basis of the general aloche of Shnayim Shos, because it is a Yochel, but here we have a special fuse from the Mishkan, and it's not an insignificant difference, it's an essential difference. Because when you carry out the chayitz, then it doesn't involve the character of Shnayim Shos. But when you carry out the living thing, it involves the character of Shnayim Shos. True, it cannot be put there on the basis of that aloha in itself, but it constitutes an essential difference between the way Kitzoye was done in the Mishkan and the way it's done in connection with Balachayim. So Mele will learn out from Mishkan. Now, one interesting thing is, why was Tosfos direct the Kasher against a man?
Against who?
Against Rav Moshe, not against the Rabbanon. Teishas could have asked the same kasha against the Rabbanon also. Because what Teishas kasha is reference to Rav Moshe's expression of Chaim Yitzchak. So Rav Moshe in our Shukun Chayev, our Chaim Potter, Shachaim Yitzchak. So why did he direct himself against Rav Moshe? He could have had the same kasha against Rav Moshe. So we could say maybe in a Kanaan. But he deals with it. Now, the Chaim gave a parrot on the Yitzchak. It's not in the Sefer. I don't know whether it's mentioned. Tradition of Chaim that he gave out, I don't know what that explanation. But my father heard it when he was Bar Mitzvah, you know. So he learned the Balojim until he was 40 years old. Between the age of 12 and age 14, my father heard the Chaim Shur. Then, when my father was 14 years old, so his lady was Nikdar, so then Reb Chaim went to Brisk, came the road in Brisk. So when my father was Bar Mitzvah, so at that time, the Balojim learned Shabbos. So Reb Chaim gave shul on Shabbos. And the Matzia was one of the Gemaras that Reb Chaim gave shul. So my father mentioned the teres that Reb Chaim gave. I don't know what that is. Included in the Chidushi Agrach and Shas, you know, that he gave out, I don't know. So, Reb Chaim gave a very remarkable parent. He said, we have, as we learned, in the Matzliya, the previous that there are two halachas. One halacha is the Orisha school of Leis and Shosu, that is a Kerzemiyah. The other halacha is Manchos. So we have three kanoim, and the according to the Meir, so the only Ptur is in the case of Eisekulov in Eisekutsos, Feikah of the Meir, where when one, each one doesn't do the whole Meloch, just does a part of the Meloch, Hachir, not the Noch, Hanoch, not Hachir. According to Yehude and Rav Shimon, there is a Ptur in the case of Manish also, but according to Rabbi, only in the case of Zeyochim. According to Rabbi Shimon, there is a Ptur even in the case of Zeyochim. So Chaim said, the Aloha of Chaim is a sad snake, dealing twice, but the Chaim is a sad snake. These are the other everybody applying for longest of Chaim is a sad snake, even Rabbi. Every person lightens himself. So this is kashi is so what? But the carried is in Yochid, and the carrier is the Yochid. So Rav Chaim said, this halachah of Zeh Yochid is in Yochid. So Yochid is higher, applies only to the case of Shnayim Shosu. Well, each one does the whole melacha. Let's say two people carry out the melacha. So, let's say. So then we say it's a yochel, it's a yochel, the yochel is higher than the yochel.
It's fucker.
Two people carry out the book. So we say, in the building, say yochel, it's a yochel, it's a boulder to it. But he, let's say, it is a boulder, and one person moving is a yochel. Carry it in such a way, and Shimon just puts his hand in any ochel, so then the ochel is high. Masha'im came and got the aloha of Zeyah, he's a cool of the Isaac Sosa, Zeyichem Zemiyah, so suppose it will be Zeyichem Zemiyah, Ruben will be an Echeh, Shimon will be a Miyah, but Ruben is only Echeh, not Miyah is the ochel, and Shimon is many ochel. So then, Reuven rolls together. Even though Shimon is in Yochel, Reuven is Yochel. In other words, the halacha of Zeh Yochel is in Yochel, Yochel Chayev, only applies to Shnayim Shosu. Well, each one sees goes down Yochel, but they do it in a part of it. But in the cave, Zeikas and Miyak, so even if Ruben will be an angel, Shimon will be a Miyak, but Ruben will be a Yochel by himself, and Shimon will be an Amy Yochel, so then Ruben will also. So Mary says, when you carry out, So, insofar, Ruben carries out Shimon on his shoulders. So that in respect to Ruben, it's an act of courage. In respect to Shimon, vis-a-vis Shimon, when he lights himself, it's not an act of courage, it's an act of worship. Because if Shimon is carried, if he lights himself, so the fact that he lightens himself partakes of the character of working. So in a sense, Ruben carries Shimon and Shimon helps him by walking, not by carrying himself. When a person walks, when a person carries himself, it's not an act of enjoying, it's an act of walking. So really, the tool is basis of the basis of the not mantra. So Ruben's act of caring is a composite act. It's a composite act that consists of caring and of working together. So mele, there we don't apply the aloha of Zeyocha and Zeyocha. This is what it means. Now, it's possible that I did it here in the minute. That in view of the fact that Tesis directs his kasha against the Muslim and not against the Rabban. Well, you could say, you know, Kanani.
It means Rabban too.
Rabban too. But it's possible that Tesis itself understood the Rabban starts, realized the Rabban starts. So they let vis-a-vis the Rabban and Tesis does it as a kasha. But why are the Rabban Chedek Ramnosim? Because we shout it in Rashai. So why do we shout in Rashai? Whether we explain it like Rashi, the way the Marshal understands Rashi, that because we don't want to couple it, they're not coupling. Or like the Al-Khananel, because out of fright, they become it, become inhibited and become it, whatever the Pshat is. So they lay according to the Rabban of Chavnosim, he doesn't apply to all other Balachai, because by all other Balachai, seriously don't like himself. He don't like himself. So he cannot say, Mele, it's a composite egg, it consists of caring and working. How is it consists of caring? Vis-a-vis Odom, well, even the Rabban say, Chanis has asked me, so they have been serious. It lightens itself, and if it lightens itself, so that lightening is an act of walking. So it's a composite act. So it's like Zeik and Meir. So it consists of carrying and walking together. So maybe we don't apply the aloche of say Yochel and Yochel and Yochel is high. But vis-a-vis Rabnosim, who applies it all, even though we seriously don't like himself, but still we say Chanis is Atzmei, because it's beyond it like himself. Let's say, if he wouldn't refuse to capri, or if it wouldn't become frightened, so it's beyond it to like himself. So maybe we couldn't say just because there is a possibility of lightening itself, that it's composite act, it consists of carrying and walking. Vis-a-vis an Odom, who can see us when he is carried, lightens itself, so that lightening itself partakes of the character of walking. But vis-a-vis an Ochai, who can see us, doesn't lighten itself. But still, we see Chaimis as Atzmei, because it's capable of lightening itself under certain circumstances. Whenever it's not frightened, or whenever it wants to be populated according to Rashi, the way the Mashal is being. But the Mitzias, he doesn't like himself. That's the reason why the Rabbanim say he is high. So Mele, you couldn't say that according to Rav Moshe, it's a composite act consisting of telling and what. So Mele, maybe in the case, there's also a reason for time status. And that's exactly the reason as to why things were directed Tzkashe only against Rav Moshe, but not against the Rabbanim, because against the Rabbanim we can say as Rav Chaim. Alright, now, aber wo dem Chai nicht sehr sagt, Teile, die für die Schnee Teile, Maschma, wie der Name ist Jod, die Koma, aber die Schnee, was ist das? Okay, go ahead, can I open the whole door? Teile, die für die Schnee Teile, Maschma, die Kini, der Name ist Jod, die Koma, aber die Kini, Robik, der Abnossenstil, now let's see the memory in the
neighborhood. Are you allowed to carry a baby on Shabbos?
One second. Alright, good memory from the base. The Mishnah. Nature Odom is made by Evan Biodes. That one is allowed. We are not talking now about carrying in Shabbat, commerce. We are carrying in a chotzer, in a bite. Suppose the child has a stone, you know, a pebble in it. The pebble, the stone is mukta. So the question is, are you allowed to pick up
the child?
Because by picking up the child, there are also the pebble, the stone. So the Mishnah says yes. Neit Rodom is nei, v'evem v'yodeh. V'chalkoloi besket, v'evem v'seil. The besket, the tez, and evem in it. You're allowed to
carry
it up. V'mitaltalim tumat meyoi mateo v'namchu. Because tumat meyo sins is not chodze la'achile. So meyo is the din of mukse. But suppose there is in the bag you have tumat meyo in teo. Some mele, so together with the table, you are allowed to carry to be taupe, even the mele, especially bimachu, together with chum. If you day may, akmalin, esadume, beacho the mele, talochi is, if chum, if tumo is desired, chum, mele, so it's worth beacho the mele. In other words, if there is one measure of chum that is mixed up, if you have the measures of chum, so then it's muta. It's muta is out. It can, but you have to take out one measure. You have to take out one measure. So the question is, can you take out the one measure? So Rav Yehuda says, on Shabbos you are allowed to take out the one measure. Amalim is hamdua v'ahum. Another Rashi. Later when Yod v'chotzer, v'ahum t'otlebe, Matteo ada Matteo da Tafkun, Havotnio da Benafshela das Bildu, it's Mukze, it's not Chosla Achille. Ab Mal is a Trum, am Dumo, so Trum is in of Mukuf Shulchum, the Kaimel and the Hele, it's Mutala Leis, we so Trum and the Shabbos, you Yachil Mitorin, you am Dumo, and we Sakin, what kind of a Misa would there be? That's Misa Mukze. Trumo is not Mukze, it can eat it, so it's not Mukze, it's not Mukze, anybody. But there could be an Isser of Misaki, because by taking up justice, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to be Mafkish.
Trumo.
Because you're Misaki in the crowd. So here too is the Arubis of Trum and
Trumo.
As long as you don't take out the one soul from the Arubis, so that so Zar is not allowed to eat it, so by taking it out, Yam Saki in the club, the Tarubes, so really it's also a mission, now that it is Saki, so the beauty is matter. Alright. Lamun and Saki, you know, for a
time, it's matter?
It's matter yet, to take out the soul of whom.
Even though he's making, he's mattering, he says it's okay.
It's okay. Oma Rabbi, Hoytzitin Chai, Kistol, Tzavoy, Chai, Mishum Kis. If somebody is making a tinnik in Rosh Sarabi, and there is a purse that is suspended on the neck, so then he's Chai, Mishum Kis. Tinnik means Kistol, Tzavoy, is Potter. Tinnik Chai, Kistol, Tzavoy, Chai, Mishum Kis. The Rebbe Chayev Name Name Mishum Tinek. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kamnosa Sirei. The Oma
Chayev Nosei
So the Chayev Nosei Sasni. The Vato Kisle Gav Tinek Nure Tnam as a Chayev Mito Potter Af Mito Shami Yofil Fiore. So the Gemara Yive Teres Mito Gav Chayev Mato Re. But Kisle Gav Tinek Loi Mevato. Alright. So anyway, so Rabbi says that Tinnik Chai Kistol Misaborei, so Chai Mishum Kis, but for the Tinnik is not Chai. Why? Because Rabbi holds a Chai Mishum Kamnos. So the question is, when Mora says Rabbon Nam Beide by Odo, here a Tinnik, you know?
Right.
That's the discussion. Avon Chai Mishum Satsne, Hey, maybe the rich made your mashma If in the name of the Odom, the Koma Gavitini Krovik Ramnosen Svirale. But it comes out the more, so vis-a-vis Odom, even Rabbunna made it that we say, Chaimai Zesatzin. So why Ramnosen? So it could be like everybody. Reim Rashbo, the Kotten Kibayim, the Omer Dim Shah, the Gnab Shaye. In other words, that the Kotten and baby is like a baby. Reim, according to Rabbunna, don't say Chaimai Zesatzin. Why? Because it makes him suffer. Whether it means he makes up because he doesn't cooperate, or
he
makes
him
happy because he's frightened. So the baby is the same thing, but according to Rav Nosson, that even by being a high baby, it's high. It's not so same by baby. Ah, Koshalo. He failed to find in Tanya, he died in the name of high baby, the hot say, Shisharabi. Misho, David Torres, no, Rishi Sarabi. It's what it means. David means Behemoth now. A Behemoth Chaya Wolf is considered a Mutz. You're not allowed to pick up in your own animals a dog and chalice or an animal. Because the dog Chaya is Mutz. Still, the Mutz says, it's Mutter in the Chotzer where there is no Isar Tzoye, so it's Mutter to be David in Behemoth Chaya Wolf. David means, if you hold on to the behemoth high to the hair, to the skin, to the head of the dog, let's say, and the dog walks by itself to the hotel, because that's not considered good. What it means is you pick up the dog, but if you just hold on to the dog, and you leave the dog,
leash, I mean, leash.
Leash, or without leash, I mean, so that's not your dog. So that means, ואין מור חי ואין בחוצר, אבל לא יבש שרבי, לא אישו, ואתה יש שרבי נהל. So,
לא אישו מודי.
לא אישו מודי, לא יבש שרבי. So, a woman is allowed to be mitzadi with the child. You know, she's a rabbi. Now she doesn't. She cannot carry the child. But she lets the child make footsteps and she holds on to each shoulder. Shoulders. So, on both shoulders of the child, she holds up. And then the child walks in the Shisharabi. She's allowed to do that. So, Upirishas Mikolikas. So, why is he unallowed to be David in the name of Chayim or of the Shisharabi? Only in the show. So, as she says, Upirishas Mikolikas, in the name of Shisharabi, Shemo Yag Biena, you know, and so much Rabbi Nosson. So, as she said, the reason is why the Isha is allowed to be that with the child and the Shisharabi. But the Behemoth is not allowed to be that with the dog and the Shisharabi. Why? Because if you have that with the of course, with the rice and chicken, we have to be with David. And the dog walks by itself, so you help the dog walk, you're not carrying it. But the rabbi says, see if it would be allowed. So you bring the dog, and he's rabbi, and the person might find it easier to pick up the dog instead of leaving the dog. So he might decide to carry him on his shoulders, and then he gave her his rights. But so why do you say he should allow to do
the boy
child, because they he will not be, even if he decide, if she decides to pick up it, to carry the child, she will not be either an Israelite anyway, because kindness is absent, even according to the Rabbanan of the Nosi. So melee is not shy of the gate there against the gate or to carry it, because it would be exer, and in other words, but by behaving or it wouldn't be exer, because stomach is so if you carry the dog, so then you will be hired in the right. So maybe the idea shouldn't be allowed even to lead the dog in this time. Anyway, so it appears from that memory that even by your baby, whom are you David? Grown up, you're not the David. So young David is only a baby who cannot walk by himself, but the mother has to hold on to him, so then he makes footsteps. So we see that even a baby cannot walk by itself, so still we apply the aloha of Chaynes Yisatzmei, even Malib the Rabbanon. So that's it. Hashem and the Rashbo says, he couldn't keep him, he couldn't keep himself, he's not Chaye. Here we see that by baby, you're not David. A grown-up child, only a baby on that. So, and still, Rashi says, the chat in the Mishneh, that the business why you allow to be done with the child, cannot allow to be done with the highway. If you bring a highway, there is a Xere, if you are allowed to be done with
it, you'll carry.
Decide to carry. But by a child, you're not getting there because it would be Xere, even if you decide to carry, he will not be there and he's other rights anyway. So you're not getting zero. But according to the Rashbo, Kotten has a din like Behemoth, so it's not, it shouldn't be zero. Because if he just says by Behemoth, not allowed to do that, because if zero, if they allow him to do that, he might decide to carry, so he shouldn't be allowed to be that with the child either, because if we allow, the mother might decide to carry. So it's Rashi and Rashbo. So when they say, Shema Ahud, I have a timid behavior. Maybe the more appears later, Rabbi says that if somebody carries out a child with the kiss suspended on his neck, so then he's only hired for the kiss, but he's not hired for the baby. Why not? Because Chaynes Yisatzmei, Mora says, Rabbi Kirmos HaSvele, implying the court of the Rabbonon, he would be Chayim, but the Rabbonon are made with a Gabi human being, and from the Mora, he says, the family smash my human baby. So the answer is, maybe a Kinnik B'Yemei was one day old, then according to the Rabbonon is Chayim. But the baby is more than one day old, so then he has a din of the Behine, and according to Rabbi Yosef, we see Chaynes Yisatzmei, according to Rabbi Yosef, we don't see Chaynes Yisatzmei. All right, so it's the mention of the Tilden. Why do you say it's emphasized Tilden? I think it's the same thing, we can't walk here, we can't make footsteps. Jesus has to say Tilden in it, in strength. So it's mashma, that only the king of the enemy, so then according to Rabbanan for Moses, we don't see Chaynes Yisatzmei. But Shein King, if he's older than one day, then we do say, how much older? 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. It's very unclear. Let's see another case.
Why can't he carry the tin of the why can't he carry the bag of tumah different chuma?
You're not talking about carrying, it's about tilting.
Tilting.
Because mukse, mukumat mayo is mukse. But if you have in the bag, you have mayo and tail, or even without the bag, you can carry them, you can tilt them together. The chachamim are making in regard to tilting mukse, that you can carry the mayo together with the thing. All right, now let's see that kuflamet on the dollar pinchas. Lezarim mei, you couldn't marry Shabbos, ni yio ni Shabbos ni gulei. Sakoni mechaseyo al pieidin, eidin lanav lezer, keos meitzim las pechoni, lasin bauzel, kolom lalakie, kom lo choshesh lasin semer of Shabbos, in the deiches ha Shabbos, shiech lasin semer of Shabbos, deiches ha Shabbos. So, says now a blessing and Allah had healed his man is the child was born on Shabbos. So then the police takes place on Shabbos, special bills of course. So according to Rabbanu Rabbakiva, Machshirin Sheep Shalashin some Arab Shabbos is in the Dechaz Shabbos. What is the Shabbos? Something that could not have been prepared before Shabbos. Like the meal itself is not going to be done before Shabbos. It has to take place in the mashmi. But let's say the carrying of the zemel of the knife is reached to perform the meal, so that could have been prepared by the meal Arab Shabbos. Arab Shabbos. But he did it. So meal is not allowed to carry the zemel on Shabbos because it's not shearing. However, a blazer is held. A blazer holds the team machshirim shef shalasei some erev Shabbos is also there. So, according to the blazer, a male is allowed.